just never know when something strange will happen in your neighborhood. To that end, I've had a set of microphones outside my parents' house, recording and live streaming the environment there since March of 2010. I had a similar setup here in New York, they live in North Carolina, by the way, until we moved in 2020. Here are just a few examples of some of the not-quite-expected sounds I've recorded over the years, including this car crash from March 30th, 2016, recorded at my parents' house. Another car crash from the same location on April 9, 2017. And another one from May 3rd, 2018, recorded at my old apartment. At about 5:30 in the morning on April 4th, 2016, this happened at my parents' house. Yep, that's a tree limb falling on top of their fence. This sound isn't so unusual, it's a bunch of fire trucks coming through. Recorded at my parents' Greensboro home on April 19th, 2016. I'm putting this in here for a control. This is what I normally would expect. In a minute, I'll show you another recording of fire trucks, or at least one fire truck, that I most definitely did not expect. Okay, there's the control, and here is a thing that I call Freaky Fire Truck. I think you can probably figure out why. That was recorded from the old apartment on July 14th, 2016. And speaking of weird things provided by New York City services, check this one out. Siren versus birds. Yeah, I don't really know who won that fight. Maybe no one did. Maybe it was a draw. I'm really not sure. Here's another not-so-unusual sound, but I'm including it here just because I like it. This is from September 25th, 2017, recorded from the New York apartment, and it's pretty self-explanatory. Here's a narrated clip from March 24th, 2019. Yesterday evening at about 8:09 p.m., I happened to tune into the Jamestown stream, and I noticed that there was this one lonely cricket just hanging out with no friends. I texted my mom and I said, "Hey, you got this one lonely cricket that's just hanging out right near the microphones with no friends." So she went outside, and this happened. Yep, she killed it. But not really, she was just taking out the recycling.
A lonely cricket.
but that sound with that cricket just amused me. It's like you did all that just to kill that cricket. I mean, it just seemed a little bit over the top. But it didn't really die, because about a minute and a half after she went back inside after taking out the recycling, it started up again. But not quite as close to the microphones this time. How interesting. Speaking of things being really close to microphones, here's a recording from August of 2011 where there was a cicada sitting right on top of one of my mics. Yeah, that guy over on the right. In the early morning hours of January 17, 2020, the neighbors three houses down lost their house in fire. Definitely not a great start to what turned out to be a pretty terrible year. Here's a 4-minute, 16-second summary of what we heard for 4 hours or so. To end on a more cheerful note, though, this is generally what New Year's Eve sounds like in my neighborhood. This was recorded in 2018. So those are just a few highlights of some of the more unusual sounds that I've recorded with this setup automatically. This, by the way, is based on a pair of Behringer XM8500 dynamic microphones, which are not really meant to be used in the way that I'm using them. These are more supposed to be used for cheap live sound in a bar type thing. But they're 20 bucks a piece, and that's why I'm using them. They're cheap, and if they die by being exposed to the elements for years, oh well, I'm out 20 bucks per microphone. That's pretty much all I have for now, so bye and stuff.